You know, many gardeners dream of going to the Chelsea Flower Show in London, and our next guest not only went, he exhibited, won a medal, and got to meet the Queen. You're listening to Garden Talk on WPR. Larry Mueller here, and with us from Virginia is Art Chadwick. He is the father, he and his father, I should say, founded Chadwick and Sons Orchids in 1989, and the two wrote the best-selling book, The Classic Cattleyas. It's now in its second edition. I'm going to ask him about his trip to Chelsea, his experience with breeding orchids, and certainly answer your questions, maybe about the show, maybe about meeting the Queen, or maybe about growing cattleyas. He certainly knows his business there. Give us a call. The number's 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us to talk@wpr.org. That's talk@wpr.org. Art Chadwick, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. Well, my father, orchid child, going back 40, so I grew up all over my house, but I never really paid attention to them until it was prom time. And then I just snip one off, and suddenly I'm the star, right? It's just singular, Chadwick and Son. I'm the only son. And my father has since passed away, so really it's just me and my lovely staff. And we serve Central Virginia. We've got 13 orchid greenhouses and two retail stores in the city. So we've got the city completely blanketed from top to bottom with orchids and have been for 35 years now.
Why do you think that business, your business, has been so successful?
Well, certainly it helps that orchids are the number one house plant and have been for quite some time. And they're so popular, they're even found in grocery stores. Boy, that's the ultimate insult for an orchid to be stuck in a grocery store. There's no air circulation, no humidity. It might not even get watered. It's stuck in a plastic bag. And yet they continue to fly off the shelves.
It's absolutely amazing. Do you your own breeding as well?
We do some orchid breeding. This is a long process. It takes 7 years from seed to flower for the first time. So you have to be incredibly patient. Most orchids we buy already grown from other people in tropical states. But we like to keep our hands on the beet and grow our own to some degree. It's exciting for a breeder to watch an orchid bloom for the very first time.
You know, I've certainly heard of boarding horses and boarding dogs, but you board orchids. And by the way, I love your website. I had a lot of fun on it, but it was fun to see the photos of you boarding orchids.
Well, it is an anomaly for sure, but people pay us $2 a month to take care of their orchid until it blooms again. And we've never really advertised that we offer the service. It's always been word of mouth. Hey, have you heard that Chadwick's will bring your orchids back into bloom? What? Take them all. So now 30,000 plants we take care of for people in Central Virginia.
And so you take them in, put them...
And they're half dead usually. And so we have to repot them and, you know, give them TLC, fertilizer. We put them with their friends and they slowly come back. It's a long process. They might skip a year, but, you know, they're going to come back for sure eventually.
That's absolutely amazing. In the meantime, the owners are just, you know, paying you a couple bucks a month to take care of them, and then they don't have to worry about them. And then when they flower, they got these nice flowers. Then they get them back.
That's right. And we have little heated trucks that go through the neighborhoods of Richmond, bringing people their new rebloomed orchids, and they drop their old orchids off on the front step, and we pick those up, just like the milkman used to do.
And how many plants do you...
13,000.
13,000.
I mean, one of my entire job is just calling people, telling them their orchid is ready.
Oh, man. Well, Chadwick's has been creating orchids named for many well-known women, including many first ladies. Talk about how that got started.
Well, the tradition dates back to the corsage era when women used to wear orchids all the time. And so the first ladies, Bess Truman, Mamie Eisenhower, Eleanor Roosevelt, they all had orchids named after them. But then the tradition kind of died away in the 80s as corsages weren't being worn much anymore. So we picked it up. And for the past six administrations, we've named the orchid hybrid after the sitting first lady.
And I tell you, if we go on your site, and by the way, what's your website? Give your website.
ChadwickOrchids.com.
I love the reading through the little stories behind the delivery or what went on with naming these flowers and getting them to the first ladies. Have you got a favorite story you could share to give people the idea of what they could read when they go to your site?
Well, there's so much drama surrounding these presentations, but security is unbelievable around first ladies or any celebrity, really. So you got to jump through and a lot of hoops just to get some FaceTime with the person. So in the case of Michelle Obama's orchid, they didn't have their bomb detecting equipment present when I showed up with my orchid. So they wouldn't let me walk in the building with the orchid because there could be a bomb in the orchid. Come on now. That would be a good press for me. But they let me cut off a few flowers and present her with these cut little flowers. And she said, well, what is it? I said, well, see that plant way over there? It's part of that plant. But that's really how it goes. You get maybe two to three, or in Jill Biden's case, I had 25 minutes with her. But usually it's a very short time. You just try to, you know, show this person, we named this orchid to honor you, and I hope you enjoy it.
And do you grow, did the name come first, or do you breed an orchid and then name it?
Well, you can't name it until it blooms. So that's 7 years of waiting. Mm-hmm. And we have this long production line of plants because we don't know what it's going to look like or who's going to be first lady. So we just keep the very best ones when they bloom, set them aside for someone special. And then when a new first lady comes in, aha, here's a good one. Let's contact the White House.
And you really, I mean, there's a little story connected with each one, but it sounds like the first ladies are always appreciative of having an orchid named after them.
Yes, and we donate one of each one to the Smithsonian, and other botanical gardens have also had the collection, Longwood Gardens, for example. And we have a book on the subject, First Ladies and Their Orchids, that just came out last year. So you can read all about the 19 consecutive first ladies who've had namesake orchids.
And you've named your orchids after a number of British women as well, including Princess Diana, Margaret Thatcher. The latest was for Her Majesty Queen Camilla. Mm-hmm. Tell us what that flower looks like.
Oh, it's a beautiful pinky purple with a rich orange throat. That's a unusual combination, purple with an orange throat. But she was absolutely thrilled to receive this orchid. We didn't know if we'd actually be able to present it or not. We were an exhibitor at the Chelsea Flower Show, and we were featuring a big poster of the orchid. We couldn't bring the orchid across international waters for a variety of reasons, but we had a big poster of it. But we weren't sure if she was going to come or not, or which royals would even show up. The show is closed to the royal family for 1 hour on opening day, and we were just hoping Camilla would come, and she sure did. And meanwhile, Charles was way off with the gardenias, but Camilla came right to me, right to my booth. And there was her orchid. And I had, you know, maybe 15 or 20 seconds with her. And a photographer captured the moment.
That's great. Well, I have to tell you, I with a group of Wisconsin Public Radio listeners, gardening folks and fans, many years back, quite a few years back now, I was maybe 15 now, we were in London, we did a garden tour of England, and we started, but we arrived a little just past the Chelsea show, but we did get to go to the Hampton Court Flower Show, which I think is the largest in terms of, but it's the largest maybe in the world, garden show in the world. It's on several hundred acres. And it was really a lot of fun. But the Chelsea show probably has a bit more prestige associated with it, wouldn't you think? Talk about that Chelsea flower show.
100 years. And it's been in that same location for over a century now, and it benefits these retirees who were in the wars from England, and they all walk around in these little red suits, and I don't know, everyone dresses up sort of like the Kentucky Derby here. It's just a grand affair. It's an outdoor flower show in the spring, so everybody's thinking flowers because they're just coming out.
Yeah, I'm sorry we missed it. I mean, I like the Hampton Court one, but I would have liked to have been to the Chelsea as well. Our guest today is Art Chadwick. He co-founded Chadwick and Son Orchids and co-wrote the best-selling book, The Classic Cattleyas, and has another one out. What's the title of that one again, the new one?
First Ladies and Their Orchids, A Century of Namesake Cattleyas.
You can join in with your questions, maybe a question about growing cattleyas, maybe a question about the flower shows or their care of the flowers that they raise. I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us, the email address, talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for Garden Talk on WPR News. We're talking orchids today with Art Chadwick, co-founded Chadwick and Sons Orchard, co-wrote the best-selling book, The Classic Cattleyas. Questions, give a call, 800-642-1234, email to talk@WPR.org. Carrie emailed to share a photo of their orchid that's been a rock star for 7 years. Carrie's done has not done much with it in the way of fertilizing or transplanting, but thinks it is in need of some tender, loving care. The leaves have a purple hue and black spots, and the roots are very high above the soil.
Yeah, so her orchid is not a Cattleya orchid. It's a Phalaenopsis. That's the popular one you see in grocery stores. Her plant is quite happy. It's been so happy that it's bloomed and bloomed and bloomed, and now it's 7 years sticking up over the top of the pot. The roots are all exposed, and it's starting to dry up because the roots can't get any media. So we need to repot that plant, take it out of its pot, brush off all the old media, maybe wrap fresh sphagnum moss around the roots or maybe a fir bark, and put it back in probably in that same pot. Tuck it back in like you're, you know, putting a child to bed, and you'll see a flush of new roots and new leaves after that, and everything will be fine. But the main thing, it really needs to be repotted.
Adam in Green Bay has a question for you. Let's go there. Hi, Adam. Oh, we must have lost Adam. I want to go. Well, we've got some more callers coming online again. It's 800-642-1234. Give a call. So tell me about the exhibit at the Chelsea Flower Show, your exhibit.
Well, it was a massive undertaking. It was 28 feet long by 8 feet wide and 10 feet tall. And we couldn't bring our own orchids because of international laws on tropical plants. So we had to borrow some orchids over there. We had the structure itself designed in the U.S. by an architecture firm. And we sent the plans over there. It was built over there. And then we came in for, there were seven of us. We stayed there for 2 weeks doing touch-ups, bringing in other propaganda and media and plants and filling it with orchids. And gosh, we had original silver trophies from the early Chelsea shows. And we had old botanical prints from the Victoria days. And it really rung a bell for some of the people who, you know, are interested in the history of things.
And you won a medal.
Yes. I didn't even know there were medals. We were just hoping to do something respectable. And the judges came around on opening day with clipboards. I said, uh-oh, who are these people? And they graded it very intensely, and they gave it a silver gilt medal, which is just below a gold. And they later told me the reason it didn't get a gold is because there weren't enough orchids. Well, we couldn't bring our own orchids, so I can't take that personally.
Marsha in Sturgeon Bay has something for us. Marsha, hi.
Hi. I have never grown orchids, but I love growing plants indoors and outdoors. And I wanted to know what are the necessaries for being a successful orchid grower?
I would start everybody first on a phalaenopsis, the grocery store orchid, because they like low light and watering once a week. So low light is a north window or maybe early morning east or late afternoon west, but just a nice bright room. And then watering thoroughly once a week with warm water. These plants are from the jungles where they get warm water, warm air. Everything's warm about it. We don't want to use ice cubes or dribble or measure anything. We drench it in the sink once a week with warm water. When it finishes dripping, you put it back in its little holder and you're good for another week.
And what kind of pots do you prefer?
Well, they're going to come in a plastic pot, but then you can put it in a ceramic pot, not physically transplant it, just place it inside. We don't want to disturb the roots, so we keep them in that little plastic pot. You can stick it in a ceramic pot. You can stick it in a clay pot. That's all just for looks. Just keep in that little pot, and you're good for at least 3 years before you have to repot it.
They like to kind of be root-bound then.
Definitely root-bound. They grow on the sides of trees in the wild, but once they're in captivity, they really prefer tight quarters.
Yeah, I spent a year at the in the Caribbean working on a university project, and it was so fun to see orchids growing on trees. It's just something we don't see here by any means. Marcia, thanks for calling. Adam in Green Bay. Hi, Adam.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. It seems, Art, you're a week late because I just violated everything you said about transplanting the orchid. So now my issue is the leaves have all fallen off and it's just a little nub in the dirt. And I've had it for about a year and a half. This was my first transplant, according to what you just said. I should have waited another year and a half to avoid this. But is there any way to nurse this thing back to health when it's yesterday the last leaf fell off?
All the leaves are gone. It's all over. All we can do is bury it, unfortunately.
You're going to have to start over, Adam, with a new plant. That's the best advice for now. Thank you for calling. Pam in Kellogg, Minnesota, your turn.
Hello. I have told more people, you know, people get these beautiful flowers and they hear they need to put ice on them. And I said, no, you don't put ice on them. Exactly what you said. They grow in trees. They get very little water. How did this thing start with the ice cubes?
Well, it's a terrible rumor that's been going around that orchids like ice. They don't like anything cold at all. And I have to say, there's a company out there called Just Add Ice Orchids, and they have little tags on their plant that say, just add a few ice cubes a week. Well, the problem with that is, A, they don't like ice. They don't like a little bit either. They like a lot of water and warm water. They're trying to imply that it's so easy. All you can do is just throw a few ice cubes on it, and it will live. It may live. It may eke out a living, but most likely it's just going to die and you go buy another one. It's a terrible marketing plan.
All right, Pam, thank you very much for calling. And you can join in 800-642-1234. We'll get you on pretty quickly. Ken in Mayville has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Ken.
Well, I guess some of my questions have been answered, but I purchased a phalaenopsis for my daughter this school year, and it didn't get transplanted fast enough. And by the time I did transplant it, I trimmed off all the dead roots and tried to revitalize it a little bit, and then eventually all the leaves fell off. I'd seen a lot of stuff online, generally from some Indonesian people talking about all these things you can do to revitalize phalaenopsis. Is that possible?
I mean, it's always possible, but usually once the last leaf goes, it's all over. It had crown rot and the leaves fell off one by one, and the very center of the plant is rotted, and that's where the future is. So that's usually the end of it.
Yeah.
But when you get it right out of the grocery store, it should last for 3 months in bloom and come back year after year forever.
All right, there you go. What's the most common mistake you think first-time orchid growers or owners make?
Besides putting ice on them? Well, we often see people go to the grocery store and park their car, and their plant is in the full sun, and they come out half an hour later, and it's completely dead. And Phalaenopsis, or really any orchid, can't take full sun ever. You know, 10 minutes in the full sun, and it's scorched. It's black. It's probably dead. So that's probably the biggest thing. Orchids are from the jungles, where they grow in dappled light, hanging from the trees. You know, it's sparse. So we never want to give them full sun.
Yeah, they're growing on trees, and the trees have got leaves, and it's shaded, so that it's like a perfect growing condition for them.
Yes.
Lisa and Madison, your turn. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. So I have a question. I have a store-bought orchid, and it hasn't bloomed. It's about 3 years old. I was told to take it outside, put it in a pot, hang it from a tree so it gets humidity, and like not water it for a while, and then water it to kind of like, I don't know. I water it a lot, but it's not blooming, so I want it to rebloom, I guess.
Okay, sure. We want to water it once a week thoroughly year round, but the trick to getting an orchid to rebloom, a Phalaenopsis orchid, is that it needs a little temperature drop in the fall. This is what they get in the wild. It just needs to go from, say, 60 degrees at night to 50 degrees at night for a few weeks. Then you bring it inside. We don't want it to go below 50. You bring it inside, and within a month, a new little flower spike has started from the base. At first, it looks like a root, but then it turns upward, and 3 months later, it blooms. That's the easiest way to get your Phalaenopsis to rebloom.
And how long would you leave it out in the cold, in the 50 degrees?
Just a few weeks.
Just leave it out for a few weeks, and you're going to be fine. And Teresa in Fitchburg, your turn. Hi.
Oh, that was nice. That was very fast. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to follow up on what you guys were talking about, because I love orchids. I get orchids for gifts, and, you know, and they kind of start to peter out because they don't like being in the house so much. I take them to Florida when we go down in the wintertime, and I attach these poor struggling orchids to the trees in our backyard at our Florida house. And I do nothing more to them than attach them to the tree, and they grow beautifully down there. So, like you said, it's so neat to see these flowers growing on the side of trees, and I do nothing to them.
Therese, thank you so much.
They do like to live indoors, as long as you can water them once a week and give them bright room. And as long as your humidity is reasonable, at least 50%. But you don't need to take a shower with your orchid. You don't need a humidity, just a comfortable room.
Teresa, thank you so much for calling. Art, give us your address again, your website address again, because I think people are going to have a lot of fun looking at it.
ChadwickOrchids.com.
ChadwickOrchids.com. Art, has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. I really appreciate it. I hope we get you back for Garden Talk. Thank you. Art Chadwick co-founded Chadwick & Son Orchids and co-wrote the best-selling book, The Classic Cattleyas, now in its second edition. It's great to have him with us. And we'll do it again with him sometime. Next Friday on Garden Talk, Melinda Myers is back to help you with your gardening questions. And then we'll find out if fertilizer can go bad. And I want to thank you for joining us today. This and all our shows are a team effort. Our producers, Clara Neipert, Joel Patnod, technical directors Lee Rayburn and Jeff Robbins, and our executive producer is Jill Nadeau. Have a great weekend, everybody, but stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR News. I'm Larry Mueller.